KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the Hawkeyes are looking at ways to honor former coach Hayden Fry in next week's Holiday Bowl as well as next season. Fry passed away on Tuesday at the age of 90. Fry led Iowa to 3 Big Ten championships and 3 Rose Bowls in 2 decades as the head coach.
I think anybody that ever played for him, certainly coached with him, staff members that interfaced with him, and just countless fans. Really a sad day, certainly, and our thoughts are first and foremost with the Fry family. And I know how he felt about all his kids and his wife, so it's a tough thing.
Ferentz joined Fry's staff prior to the magical 1981 season that resulted in a Big Ten title and a trip to the Rose Bowl.
You know, he took a shot on me. I didn't have a resume that would merit really opportunity here, but he took a chance on me. And then more importantly, once I was here, he served as a mentor and a role model, I think, on a daily basis. And since that time, he's also been a cherished friend.
Ferentz says Fry's turnaround at Iowa is one of the greatest accomplishments in college football.
17 straight losing seasons, that's bad. Okay, I mean, that's something's wrong. But to take a program from that level of basically, ineptness to where he moved the Iowa football program in the next 20 years, that's a storybook finish.
Hawkeyes next up will play in the Holiday Bowl on Friday, December 27th. That's a 7 p.m. start time here Central Time. They'll face off against the Trojans of Southern Cal. We'll have that game for you here on the radio. Well, 3 members of the University of Iowa football team have been named to the 2019 Football Coaches Association's All-America team. Junior kicker Keith Duncan, junior offensive tackle Tristan Wirfs, and junior defensive end A.J. Epinesa were named second-team AFCA All-Americans. It's Duncan's 4th All-America selection this season, Wirfs and Epinesa's 3rd. Duncan, a Lou Groza Award finalist, was named first-team All-America by Sporting News, a second-team All-America selection by the Walter Camp Foundation, and also by the Associated Press. Wirfs, who attended Mount Vernon High School, was named the Big Ten's Remington Pace Offensive Lineman of the Year, a first-team All-Big Ten selection by the league coaches and the media, and a unanimous first-team All-Big Ten selection by the AP. His All-American honors include Walter Camp first-team All-America and second-team All-America by the Associated Press. Epinesa, a native of Glen Carbon, Illinois, earned Walter Camp and AP second-team All-America honors, first-team All-Big Ten honors for the second straight year, and was a first-team All-Big Ten selection by the AP. And as mentioned, Iowa at 9-3 will face USC in the 2019 Holiday Bowl in San Diego on December 27th. Well, news from the NFL, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott has a shoulder injury that's limiting him in practice, but shouldn't keep him out Sunday when the Cowboys try to qualify for the playoffs at Philadelphia. The Cowboys and the Eagles are tied for the NFC East lead at 7-7. Dallas advances to the postseason with a victory, but the Eagles will take the division and make the playoffs by beating the Cowboys and the Giants. Prescott didn't throw during the portion of practice that was open to reporters Wednesday. Coach Jason Garrett said Prescott had an MRI and everything seems to be okay. The Jaguars have fired Tom Coughlin as executive vice president of football operations 2 seasons after the team advanced to the AFC Championship game. The 73-year-old Coughlin built the team from the ground up in 1995 and revived it upon his return in 2017. The NFL Players Association says more than 25% of player grievances filed in the last 2 years have been against the Jaguars. It looks like Daniel Jones is returning as the Giants' starting quarterback after missing 2 games with a sprained right ankle. Jones took most of the first team snaps at practice Wednesday, a major indication that the rookie will start Sunday in the penultimate game of the season against the Washington Redskins. The Titans have made yet another move at kicker, placing veteran Ryan Succop back on injured reserve and signing Greg Joseph off Carolina's practice squad. The Titans announced the moves a day after waiving Ryan Santoso after he struggled on kickoffs. Buccaneers Pro Bowl wide receiver Mike Evans and safety Jordan Whitehead will miss the remainder of the season because of hamstring injuries. The Buccaneers placed both players on injured reserve and also announced that receiver Spencer Schnell has been promoted from the practice squad to the active roster. Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green won't play this season because his ankle injury isn't fully healed. The Bengals' most accomplished player becomes a free agent after the season and says he's open to a contract extension, but he doesn't want the team to give him a franchise tag and keep him for 1 more year. The Bears have placed inside linebacker Danny Trevathan on injured reserve because of a left elbow injury. Trevathan has not played since November 10th when his arm bent awkwardly as he tried to sack Jeff Driscoll in a win over Detroit. Tired of speculation about his future, Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. ended any conjecture by saying he wants to stay in Cleveland despite a disappointing first season. Beckham decided to set the record straight after reports surfaced in recent weeks claiming he was unhappy and wanted to go to another team. The Panthers are preparing to play rookie quarterback Will Greer against the Colts. Interim coach Perry Fuel said Wednesday that Greer is taking reps with the first team at practice this week. Fuel added he'll make a decision on his starter after Thursday's practice. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have six selections for the Pro Bowl this season. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, wide receiver Tyreek Hill, tight end Travis Kelce, defensive end Frank Clark, defensive lineman Chris Jones, and return specialist Mecole Hardman are all on the team. Former Hawkeye tight end George Kittle of the 49ers is on the NFC roster. Also making the NFC Pro Bowl roster, former Iowa offensive lineman and Denison native Brandon Sheriff. In college men's basketball last night, unranked Utah probably can expect to crack the top 25 in men's basketball polling next week after an impressive victory on a neutral court. The Utes are 9-2 after Timmy Allen scored 25 points and grabbed 9 rebounds in a 69-66 downing of 6th-ranked Kentucky. Elsewhere, 2nd-ranked Gonzaga cruised to a 94-81 win against North Carolina. 3rd-ranked Louisville pulled away with a 17-0 run to beat Miami of Ohio 70-46. 8th-ranked Oregon rolled to an 81-48 win over Montana. Kihei Clark scored 14 points, and Jay Huff had 8 of his 12 during a 14-8 run that gave 9th-ranked Virginia an 11-point lead in a 56-44 win over Stony Brook. Also, number 10, Baylor picked up their 8th straight win, 91-63, against UT Martin. Cassius Winston scored 21 points as 15th-ranked Michigan State down Northwestern 77-72. Number 20, San Diego State stayed undefeated, knocking off NAIA school San Diego Christian 92-48. Cincinnati entered a 2-game skid, downing number 21 Tennessee 78-66. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson says improvement on defense will help the Panthers take another step. UNI is 10-1, and they return to action on Sunday when they host Marshall.
It's gotten better, and the guys play really hard defensively. But our communication, our awareness, our anticipation, we need to move that from, you know, that fraction of a second, you know, behind. We got to get it even, and then we've got to move it to the plus side. And that would be a big, that'd be a big move for us. And we've got to work hard at that this week.
With a win on Sunday, the Panthers would finish non-conference play with a record of 11-1.
10-1 feels a lot better than 6-5, and feels way better than 3-8, right? That part of it adds to your confidence, and I think helps guys when they come to practice, when they know they've got to, you know, strap it up tight and get to work. But at the end of the day, it just doesn't have any impact on what you're going to be like as you go forward.
Marshall is 4-6 on the year, and they'll be at home tonight against Eastern Kentucky before they travel to face UNI on Sunday. In the NBA last night, Cleveland beat Charlotte 100-98, Chicago over Washington in overtime 110-109, Miami beat Philadelphia 108-104, Toronto 112-99 winners over Detroit, Oklahoma City beat Memphis 126-122, New Orleans over Minnesota 107-99, Denver beat Orlando 113-104, Boston over Dallas 109-103, Portland beat Golden State 122-112. In the National Hockey League, New Jersey 3-1 over Anaheim, Colorado 4-1 over Chicago, St. Louis 2-1 over Edmonton. The New York Yankees have introduced the new ace of their pitching staff. The Yanks and Garrett Cole have finalized the record 9-year, $324 million contract that they agreed to during the winter meetings last week. His deal is the largest for a pitcher in both its total and its average annual value of $36 million. Cole was 20-5 with an AL-leading 2.5 ERA and a Major League-leading 326 strikeouts for Houston last season. Free agent outfielder Avisail Garcia has finalized a 2-year, $20 million contract with the Brewers in a deal that includes a 2022 club option and could be worth $30 million over 3 years. Garcia batted .282 with a career-high 20 homers and 72 RBIs for the Tampa Bay Rays last season. Three-time All-Star outfielder Matt Kemp has agreed to terms on a minor league contract with the Marlins and is expected to take part in spring training. The 35-year-old Kemp hit 220 games for the Reds last season before spending time in the Mets organization. And the Red Sox will pay a team record $13.4 million luxury tax after failing to make the playoffs, according to figures sent to clubs and obtained by the Associated Press. The Yankees and the Cubs are the only other teams on the hook for a luxury tax. New York finished with a $6.7 million bill. Chicago will shell out $7.6 million. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.